Okay, thanks. Yeah, this is part of, this study here is part of the overall project that Judy had just talked about. And in this case, what we wanted to do is look at the perpetrators of some of these worker-to-worker events. And Judy had acknowledged all of our team. I just want to, again, say a big thanks to them. And I have no relationships to disclose. So type 3, worker-to-worker, most likely is non-physical. But there are some psychological consequences of those type of events. Worker stress, worker burnout, dissatisfaction with their job. They might be intention to leave or shorter retention times. And there are a lot of theories about why type 3 violence occurs. Power imbalances, so it could be a nurse with a physician or maybe a nurse with a patient care associate. Or they could be lateral violence, so nurse against nurse. And also, there's some studies that just say it's part of their social or situational or personal demographics or determinants that might cause some of these events to occur. So there's been previous research that's looked at the prevalence and incidence of type 3 violence in the hospitals, or looking at the targets of those events. And they have, looked again at their well-being and job performance of those targets of violence. But what we wanted to do here was look at the perpetrators. So take a look at who are the ones that, when these reports are being entered, who are the ones that are actually causing the trouble. So what we did here is kind of identify them and look at some of the perpetrator target dyads. Just our aims. So again, to reiterate, this is a large hospital system. There's 7 hospitals, about 15,000 employees, and a centralized system, so individuals can enter in the details about the events from any computer where they're sitting at. And there are categories for not just the patient-to-worker events, but also categories that they can categorize their worker-to-worker events. So this is looking again at the type 3, the worker-to-worker data that was collected from 2010 to 2012, and we ended up with a total of 199 incidents for this study. So within the incident report, there's a number of different information that can be collected: date, time, where it happened, any witnesses, and the description of the free text is very useful for this part. We do have a field for the individual who's reporting and the individual who was affected, but there was not a separate field of who was the perpetrator. So we used the description in the free text to identify who was the other individual that they had an interaction with. And we chose the 199 are the employees of the hospital system, so they're not including the physicians within this part of the study. So these are 199 where we were able to identify the perpetrator. So there was a small number of events where, even looking at the description, they might have a first name, but generally, if they're working with or interacting with somebody from another unit, and a lot of those tended to be maybe on the phone, the ones that I remember. And they might have a first name, or maybe they didn't get a name at all. They forgot the name, and they got involved with the everything, and never actually remembered the person's name. So we did have a few where we weren't able to identify the perpetrator. So when we looked at some of the demographics of these employees, most of them, three quarters of them were female. 60% of them were full-time employees. Their average age was 45.2 years, then their mean tenure 11.7 years, and 9.4 of them had repeated events within this 3 years. So they were identified as the perpetrator more than once during this 3-year time period. Oops, I'm going the wrong way. So just a quick description at some of the types of violence. And again, most cases is verbal aggression, but we did have some with harassment, bullying, and down to some of the bottom categories of assault and threats. And looking at the perpetrators again and the job categories, the highest category was the nurses or nursing staff, followed by the patient care associates, got that backwards, sorry, and allied health professionals and medical residents. So the residents were part of the human resource database, so they were included in this study. And then the other category was about a quarter of them, but none of those on their own was a large category. But they might have been, we had housekeeping in there, we had clerical staff, we had some managers in there, unit clerks, so it's just a wide variety of the different employees. So then we wanted to look at, you know, look at that kind of dyad of perpetrator to target and seeing, you know, was it more lateral, was it, or what type it was. So here, the most common was the nurse-to-nurse. We've seen that most often. But we did see the PCA to nurse, the allied health professional to nurse, the resident to nurse, or then the nurse to the PCA. And again, a large number of these were other dyads, but there's just no specific one that was this high as in the numbers. So a lot of just single or two events that had that specific dyad. And then we did have a few of them where we did not know who the target was. So there was these would have been individuals who reported and wanted to report anonymously, but wanted to make sure that we had, you know, that they had identified who was the individual that they had interacted with. So here we're just showing it kind of a little bit differently. So the row is showing, going across, the first row is just showing those where the nurse is the perpetrator, and then the second row is showing where the nurse is the target and other different job categories of the perpetrators. So as we can see, nurses were involved in, I mean, they were either the a perpetrator or the target in all of these most common dyads. And, you know, we think this is more, they're right there and involved with the direct patient care. They're interdependent of all of the other patient care staff right there. And we feel that that might be, you know, why we're seeing the nurses there showing up so much. But it is showing in line with previous research that we've seen with type 3 violence between nurses. Again, the power imbalances we were seeing, the nurse against the with the residents, or the nurse with the patient care associate, or the lateral violence where we've seen the nurses to nurses, which was our most common dyad. So this is our first study that we know looking at the samples of documenting the type 3 incidents for the perpetrators and their job categories. Looking at these and examining these might offer insight into possible reasons why type 3 violence occurs among hospital workers. Maybe there's some poor relationships between the different positions. Maybe there's some poor communication. But identifying these work-related factors may provide points so that for a possible intervention. And here's our NIOSH grant. Any questions? We do have a separate job category for manager. If they're listed, they might be a nursing staff on the unit, but if they're listed as a manager, they would have a separate job category.
So it wouldn't have been in the nurse-to-nurse?
That wouldn't have shown up there.
And my second question was, you separated out verbal aggression from bullying.
Mm-hmm. That was tough. Yeah, that was very tough. Usually it was if I seen within that description and that free text, usually I would see some indication of repeated, like they made an indication that this had happened before and I'm tired of it, or they actually said bullying and they used that word. So I didn't, because that's tough, because I know it's more repeated, and looking at each incident individually, I'm not always able to see some of that. But usually there was some indication in the free text where I would identify that as bullying. Over here, I think you had your...
This might have been addressed in the previous paper, but is there a standard reporting form that you developed, or how did...
The hospital system has it, so it was already in place. And it included not just workplace violence, but it would include needle sticks, falls, BBFEs, all different types of employee events. But it was one that they had, and there were checkoffs for workplace violence. Yep.
Did you ever
hear
about how
part of the overall, with the 42 units that Judy had just discussed, we had sent out surveys to those employees, and there was a number of different questions looking at work stress, there's a lot of different organizational questions there within their unit, within the overall hospital system. That I don't have any of that for this part of it, but we have kind of been started to look at some of that. All my numbers right on the top of my head, but with the patient to worker, it would be a lot more physical,
right.
And a lot more hitting. But there, you know, we do have threats with, especially, I see the threats more with the patient's visitors, but even with the patient, but there's a lot more physical. There is assault, or there is a conflict, just kind of threat, not necessarily threats, but just a back and forth with patients and that, but... Yeah, like I had the verbal and threats and assault. Assault would be probably the bigger one for the patient to worker. So we have a few assaults with worker to worker, but not many.
Okay,
maybe
one more?
Okay.
I hate cutting it off.
Job categories, I think it was 60% we have for, oh, 40% here. But the nurses would be a higher. I think they're more like 50 or 60%, I think. So it's a little bit higher. But yeah, that's the one of the first things that nurses are higher. But it might be somehow useful to do some type of a rate so we could compare that way also.